Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Friends of Jack is a country group with all its members born and raised in Newfoundland. The band is made up of brothers Daryl and Chad John, cousin Paul John, and longtime friends Kevin Connors and Steve Drake. Last year they released two successful singles to radio, I Owe You One and The Real Deal. They're about to release their debut album, which features the brand new radio single, Cool Me Down. I've got a few of the group's songs to play, and I've even got a chance for you to win one of three CDs from the group hot off the presses. Just email your name and the name of the latest radio single from Friends of Jack to inthecountry@mail.com. I'll pass on that email address again during the show, and the draw is open till Friday, June 17th at midnight. So if you're listening to the podcast of this, you've still got time to enter. My pleasure in just a moment to also, let me just remind you, I'm going to play several of the songs from the group on the show. And now let's welcome from Friends of Jack, Paul John. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
Hey, it's going real well. How are you this evening?
Oh, great, great. It's a nice day here.
Oh, good stuff. Pretty exciting with the brand new album. I interviewed Chad last year and had a chance to talk about the single that was out at that time. But now the album is all done and ready to go. How does that feel?
Oh, it's very exciting for us. I mean, we're all really excited. Can't wait to get it out.
I'll bet. How long a project from start to finish has this been?
Oh, well, for us, it was a little longer. I mean, we kind of put the money in ourselves, so we kind of had to work towards it.
Right.
And we just picked it apart as we went. And, you know, it kind of took us, I'm thinking of probably a little over 18 months to 2 years, you know. It's just it's one of those things that we wanted to do it right, and you know what I mean? And it just took that long.
Yeah. Now, I understand you did some recording in Nashville and Toronto.
Yeah, we did two stints of recordings in Nashville at Omni Studios and one stint in Mississauga in or Toronto in Metalworks.
Yeah, cool. So, I'll bet on both sides of the border you got some of the best musicians around.
Oh yeah, I mean they're top notch musicians down there, and you know it was just an honor to play with those guys. They're true professionals.
Was there some getting used to going from performing, of course, all around Newfoundland in the area and then performing live and then going into the studio, capturing that same kind of magic? Was there a learning curve when you were doing that?
Well, you know, the studio differs from the live shows a lot because you're trying to get it perfect, whereas in live shows you just kind of wing it, you know? And,
right.
You know, we practice and stuff and rehearse, but it's just a live atmosphere is so much more different. And it is kind of easier to get into a more of a live atmosphere than it is actually to keep repeating it in the studio.
Yeah, I bet, because you've got the crowd's energy, and you're up there. You've got a rush of feelings going on when you're performing live. So is there a trick in the studio to try to capture that same kind of energy and make it feel like it's happening live?
Well, our producer, Bob Bullock, he's a great producer. I mean, he's one of the best. And what he was telling us was just to, you know, he used to tell us just perform the song. He didn't stop us mid-song or nothing like that. He just told us to perform the song right through and just pick through the performances and pick out the best parts.
That's pretty good advice as opposed to just trying to do it perfect, but just perform it as if you're performing it for somebody.
Yes, yeah, it is definitely a better way to go about it.
Nice. Now, what about the song selection? How did you go about choosing the songs to put on the album? And did you guys have a hand in writing any of the stuff?
Well, no, for this album, we chose from the songs that were pitched to us, and when it came to choosing songs, we looked towards the harmonies, the vocal harmonies, and just the style of music that we were looking for. And you know, there was a lot of great songs pitched to us that just wasn't our style, and you know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, you've got, there's probably a lot of great songs pitched to you, but like you said, it's got to be your style, even if it's great, if it's not going to fit what the Friends of Jack sound is. Did you guys all agree? Because there's five of you. Did you have to do any convincing when maybe two of you liked a song and the other three weren't too sure?
You know, there wasn't a lot of that because all of us grew up around each other and we kind of listened to the same music, and we've been in, if not bands together with all of us, then pieces of us been in bands. You know what I mean? We've been in the same,
yeah,
with the same band. So we kind of all had the same type of music in mind. So, you know, it wasn't that much of a argument between choosing songs.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's good to all be on the same page. And like you said, you guys have a long history. I mean, Daryl and Chad, of course, are brothers. You're a cousin of theirs.
Yes.
And then Kevin and Steve are longtime friends. So you've been in and out of different bands. When did you guys first hook up for Friends of Jack?
Well, me, Daryl, and Chad, we all grew up together. So Daryl is a little older, and Chad is a little older than me. So, you know, it's just we kind of grew up together. And first it was Chad playing along with Daryl, and then it was me playing along with three of those guys. So we all kind of found our part. And, you know, it just went from there. I mean, over the years, we've been in different bands. And I know Daryl has been in a few bands. And, you know, it's just it's been good. I mean, we came together pretty solid, and we're starting to get a bit of a fan base. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it must feel pretty good and rewarding to know that, of course, with the two radio singles out, plus you guys did tours, some radio tours and tours of different venues, so you're at the point now where you can feel that people are starting to recognize the name and some of your songs as well.
Yeah, that feels great. You know, it's kind of new to us because this is our debut album, and we didn't know what to expect when this came about. And to have people listen to our songs and even download our songs and just to hear it on the radio is really neat.
I'll bet. Kit, can you tell us how it felt, if you can describe it, when you heard one of the songs on the radio for the first time?
Well, you know, it was a while. After RU1 came out, it was a while before I heard it, and it was just one of those things where I was driving home from work in the morning, and I was driving with a buddy, actually, and I heard it, and I turned it up, and, you know, you just don't believe it until you hear it, you know?
I'll bet. Sort of surreal for a moment, right? That's you on the radio. And
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a weird feeling, you know?
Now, you've got some great people on your team. I'm sure there's many, but two that I'll mention right here are Debbie Wood and Cameron Tilbury, as far as getting your songs out to radio, and Cameron getting it out worldwide over in the UK. What is it like to have two of them on your side promoting your music?
Well, you know, they're two of the best, and I haven't known Cameron for too long. He just joined our team, but from what Debbie tells me, he's spot on. He's the best, so. And Debbie, she's one of those people, you know, Debbie, she doesn't take no for an answer, and
yep.
That's what you look for in a publicist. And, well, you know, she's our co-manager too, so we're glad to have her.
That's awesome. It is so important, isn't it, to have great people around you and supportive people and people who know what they're doing, because, you know, those are the people who are going to support you when you really need it.
Exactly. You know, like Bruce and Debbie have been our support, you know what I mean? They guide us through all this. This is new to us, but they've been through it before, and you know they guide us, and they're great. They're great to have.
Nice. So tell us a little more about Bruce Graham. You guys met him in 2008, and I understand that he was pretty key in getting you some contacts here in Canada and over in the States.
Yeah. Well, Chad was actually working with Bruce there, and they didn't really know each other at the time. But Bruce was telling Chad that he heard of a guy back in the early 2000s there, back at the Newfie Club in Fort McMurray, just playing acoustic guitar and singing with his friends. And it turned out to be Chad's brother. And Bruce kind of hinted to Chad that, you know, maybe you guys are interested in doing something like this. And he said he still has all the contacts. So, I mean, it was right place, right time, and right people, you know.
Yeah, very, very cool. Let's turn to the music now, Paul. One of the songs, it was the second single from last year, called The Real Deal. Can you tell us a bit about the song, maybe what went into choosing this one, what you guys really liked about it, and the songwriters, if you can recall them at the moment?
The songwriter is Cyril Rawson, great Canadian writer.
Yep.
the song itself, it just when we heard it, it just kind of caught our ear. It's one of those like driving tunes, driving country tunes, and lots of harmonies, and that's what we look for in music.
And how well has this gone over, say, at your live shows? You get a good feedback, a good response from the crowd?
Yeah, everybody seems to enjoy that song. And, you know, same with the first one. I mean, I'm glad just people are listening.
Yeah, that's a great thing for sure. We're going to share the other one. And Sarah Rawson also wrote I Owe You One, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to be sharing that later, as well as the brand new single, Cool Me Down. But let's start things off with the real deal. This is Friends of Jack on In the Country. Friends of Jack and the Real Deal here on In the Country. You can head to their website, friendsofjack.ca. Lots of information on them there. Also, if you send an email to inthecountry@mail.com by this Friday at midnight, June 17th, with the name of their latest radio single, which we mentioned earlier in the show, and we'll be mentioning again and playing that song, and I'll draw from randomly from all the emails, and three people will get a copy of the CD mailed to them, their brand new one. Now, that's a great song there, Paul, and of course what stands out is those harmonies, such great harmonies. You guys, did that come naturally?
Well, actually, it took a lot of practice. Well, you know, we kind of, like I said before, we grew up together, and that's what we did. You know, we kind of learned the part, and that's what we stuck with. When I started singing, I know I just started out singing just strictly harmony, and then it just turned from that into just singing lead and singing everything, really, and I think the same goes for Daryl and Chad.
Because there's a certain magic there. I mean, I'm listening to it and hearing sort of sounds of the Eagles and all those great and country groups as well that just, you know, the harmony really stood out. It just has that great sound.
I think the fact that we're all related to, I think, where our voices blend, I think that's a big part of it, just where we're all relatives, we're all close.
Yeah, that does seem to make a difference. You've got groups that have had brothers and family members, sisters and all that, and the family harmonies really work, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, it just sounds so blended, and just the voices have a nice, I don't know if the right word is clash, but it has a nice ring, you know?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Now, when I was at your website earlier today, friendsofjack.ca, I noticed you've got a fan club that people can join. Can you tell us about that and what people will get when they become members of it?
Yeah, it's actually, if you join our fan club, the 100th fan gets an album, the autographed album, and the 5,000th fan to sign up, they get an autographed album, a T-shirt, a hat, and a publicity photo, actually, autographed.
Nice. Very nice. So that's great they can do that at friendsofjack.ca.
Yep.
Influences for the group, and you probably all got your own. I was reading up on the site about some of the various influences, but maybe for you, Paul, what are some of your musical influences that got you really excited about music when you were starting out?
Well, when I started out, I was kind of into the classic rock genre. I kind of was leaning more towards the Van Halen type of rock and Bon Jovi, but I always did like strong harmonies. And just as I grew and as I started playing music with Daryl and Chad, country kind of grew on me. And you know, my father and their father and the whole family was into country music, so it was kind of a It was kind of the door that was open for me at the time, so that's the way I went.
Now, have you been able to influence some of the people around you, some of your friends who either didn't grow up with country or maybe don't listen to it, but you've won them over because they've heard the Friends of Jack music?
You know, yeah, it's kind of when we started out in St. John's, we were pretty much a classic rock. We did a few country, but, you know, I mean, it was. And then when we came out here, it was pretty much we went from one genre to the next, and a lot of our friends were really supportive about that. And now I don't think there's one of my friends that don't listen to a country music radio station.
Isn't that great? You were able to introduce
them
to, yeah, because you know a lot of times people, if they haven't listened before, might have a stereotype about it. But then when they get into it and they hear music like yours, you know they like it and they get into it.
Yeah, it's one of those things. My friend is actually down in Nashville right now with his wife, and before we started with this, I don't know if he was a real huge country fan, but now he's going to all the concerts and he's really into it.
That's great. So some of the musicians down in Nashville, can you give us a resume of some of them as far as some of the artists that they've worked with, because they're pretty high caliber musicians.
Well, yeah, we had Brent Mason. He does a lot of Alan Jackson stuff and various others. And I know Chris Lusinger does Garth Brooks, like all those guys. And, you know, just we had an all-star cast down there. And, you know, it was just, like I said before, it was an honor to work with those guys. They're really professional.
And then over here in Toronto, in Toronto area, you're at, was it Metalwork Studio?
Yes, yeah, they were great. Those guys, they really hospitable. We went in there, and the studio was just unreal. It was a gorgeous studio, and, you know, one of those things where you walk in and you kind of feel out of place because you didn't know what to expect, but everybody made us feel at home, and, you know, it was great recording there.
Now, you guys probably, obviously, when you're going in to record, you practice certain how you think the song is going to sound and you want it to sound, but when you actually got into the studio, were there some last-minute things that happened that really added something that you hadn't really planned on, but you kind of worked on them just as you were getting ready to record?
You know, actually, there's a story there. We had our songs chosen to record, and we got down there, and it was a last-minute thing. One of the songs that we chose, when it came to Bob, our producer, it was a different song. We were kind of improvising there for that one, but yeah, it turned out great. You know, when you go down there, you kind of have an idea of what you want to do with the song, and when you talk to those musicians, you kind of have a little team huddle, if you would call it, and you discuss things that maybe would go nice in the song, and lyrics wise, I mean, Bob was pretty good with that. He kind of let us have the run with the vocals, and you know, everything turned out great. Everything turned out good for us. We were pretty happy.
And one of the songs on it that is a great one, and it was actually your first single, written by Cyril Ross and called I Owe You One. It's a great song, and it's got a great message in it. Can you tell us about choosing this one and what you guys liked about it particularly?
It's a well-written song. Lots of room for harmonies. I mean, there's another thing that we look for. And Cyril, like, he pitched us quite a few songs, and, you know, all of them were well-written. And we knew Cyril was going to be a writer for us. We just needed the right type of song, and I Owe You One was one of our first choices, actually.
Nice. And have you had some good feedback from listeners and people at your shows when they hear this one?
Yeah. A lot of people relate to this one. Like you say, it was our first single, and everybody was anticipating the release of the single, and now it's just three singles later. Like you say, I Owe You One is still got some fan base there.
Awesome. Let's share it now. This is Friends of Jack, and I Owe You One here on In the Country. And I Owe You One. That is their very first radio single released last year, written by Canadian hitmaker Cyril Rawson. I've got three copies of the brand new CD to be given away. All you need to do is email the name of Friends of Jack's latest single, which we're going to be playing in a few moments. Email that along with your name to inthecountry@mail.com by Friday, June 17th at midnight, and then we'll do a draw and pick three winners for the CD. Now, Paul, I'm speaking with Paul John from the group. He's a cousin of Daryl and Chad John, who are brothers, and they're longtime friends in the group as well, Kevin Connors and Steve Drake. And I wanted to ask you, Paul, I don't have in my notes the name of the album. Is it just self-titled, or do you have a name?
No, it's self-titled, Friends of Jack.
Perfect.
And it'll be out,
what's that?
It'll be out June 28th.
June 28th. Now,
yep,
will people be able to purchase it online as well, like at your site and at iTunes?
Our web store will be up and running pretty soon, and off there you can get the album, you can get our T-shirts, our hats, our publicity photos. It'll be up and running within the next 2 weeks, I'm thinking.
Excellent. And friendsofjack.ca is the website. You can also join their fan club when you're there. And it was an interesting story last time when Chad was on. I asked him about the origin of the name. I mean, we're always curious, you know, where certain band names came from. And Friends of Jack is one you think, okay, what's the story behind that? Can you share that with us?
Yeah. Well, when we were in university or college, or, you know, we were kind of still playing, and we kind of had kitchen parties, you know, almost every weekend, and we met a group of friends. They had a fish, and they couldn't keep it because it was eating all their other fish. So they gave it to us, and we named it Jack. And eventually, all our friends became Friends of Jack. So, you know, it kind of came from there. So a lot of people are surprised when they hear that Jack is the goldfish.
That's right. Probably not something they would guess, but that's great.
No.
Great to have. That's great to have a fun story behind a name for sure, and it's really interesting.
Somebody asked me today how Jack was doing, and I had to break the news that he was in goldfish heaven. So
that's a shame.
Yeah.
But I guess with goldfish, there can always be another one named Jack, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not the same, but you know.
Yeah, that's wow, what a story. Now. When you guys are on stage performing your live shows in Newfoundland and all the parts where you venture out from there, what is it like at a Friends of Jack concert? Can you describe it?
I mean, we're pretty much a high energy group. We don't have many ballads. You know, we got one on the album, but in our live show, we rarely do a ballad. And, you know, we just try to keep everybody's energy high and, you know, just keep it pumping.
What about cover songs? Do you do any of those?
We do quite a few cover songs. We do anywhere from Michael Jackson, Journey, right to Keith Urban, right to some traditional Irish music, to tell you the truth.
Oh, nice. Nice to have the traditional Irish music in there.
Yeah, well, Daryl plays the fiddle, so, you know, it was kind of convenient for us. I mean, that's where we came from. Newfoundland is really, really big on traditional Irish music, so, you know, we keep it in our sets.
And were all your families, some of you are all related, of course, was it a musical family that your folks were and other relatives?
Well, through our parents, on our dad's side, both of our dads are their brothers. So, I mean, their side, it was just all music. Those guys, every single one of those guys played guitar or accordion or fiddle or you name it, they played it. I mean, and just growing up into that, you kind of just learn from them. And really, for us, for me, speaking for myself, I learned from my father and really Daryl. Daryl taught me a lot when I first joined Friends of Jack. I mean, he taught me everything I know about singing and guitar. Just a lot of good pointers from him. He's a terrific musician.
Isn't it great when someone else can sort of show you the ropes? And you obviously had natural talent as a singer, but he was able to give you some techniques and tricks that helped you out?
Yeah, definitely. Daryl is—he's one of a kind for sure.
Nice. I'll let you answer for the group, of course, because you're here, so you get to answer on their behalf. If Friends of Jack could share the stage with any other band out there and do kind of like a CMT Crossroads thing, where you share each other's songs, is there a band out there? And I'm talking on whatever scale you want it to be, and from any genre that you guys would like to share the stage with.
You know, I kind of always liked like Black Hawk type of music, Diamond Rio sort of stuff. That's just my own personal preference for me.
Yeah.
I'm not talking for Daryl or Chad or Steve or Kevin, but yeah, I think Black Hawk would definitely be one of my favorites.
Yeah, they were a great group in the 90s and weren't around a long time, but in the few years, they, as you said, the harmonies were just terrific.
Oh, yeah, unreal, yeah.
Goodbye Says It All was their first one. That was a great one.
Yeah. Great song.
Now, we've got just a few remaining moments here, but I wanted to ask you as well, is there a stage out there? You guys have played on a few stages, obviously, in your time, but is there a stage you guys are gearing up towards one day wanting to play?
Well, you know, we're taking gigs as they come. We'll take anything we can just to get our names out there. It's all about getting your name out there and getting recognized, and hopefully people just absorb your music and enjoy it. And any stage, we'll play any stage as long
nice.
As we have the fan base.
That's awesome, and that's exactly what you're building now, a great fan base. And the new song is going to win you over fans as well, and I know this is going to get played across Canada on the country stations. So can you share about the brand-new single, The Songwriters, and any story behind Cool Me Down?
Well, Cool Me Down was written by Jimmy Nichols down in Nashville. It's a great summertime song, great summertime feel. It reminds me of just having a job in the summer as a student or whatever, coming back home for a summer job and you know, just waiting to get off work just to see your girl. And it's just a good summertime song.
Nice. This is the brand new one from Friends of Jack. I'm speaking with a member from the group, Paul John. This is Cool Me Down on In the Country. Single from Friends of Jack here on In the Country, and that is Cool Me Down. It's part of their brand new CD, their debut album, in fact, that will be released in just a couple of weeks. You can follow that at friendsofjack.ca to get the updates. You'll be able to order from there, iTunes, and all those great places. Paul, it's been a real pleasure talking with you and sharing the new songs.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. It's been great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And again, I'll let our listeners know there's going to be three lucky winners. Just email your name and the name of the last song we just played, which is the current single from Friends of Jack. Email it to inthecountryatmail.com by Friday, June 17th at midnight, and we will do a draw and send out three of those CDs. So again, all the best in the rest of the year with the new music coming out, Paul, and we'll hope to talk with you again in the future.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Take care.
My guest today has been Paul John of the country group Friends of Jack. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.